It's 7 a.m.
A large Nixon tie in first returns from New Hampshire. Detroit teachers demonstrate before school today. Day number two in the Senate civil rights battle. Teacher tenure faces both houses as prospects dim. Right now, the temperature in Detroit is 29 degrees.
The morning report from WXYZ Radio News is brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines, the fanjet airline. On Northwest, your jet is sure to be a fanjet. And by the Sinclair Refining Company and your local Sinclair dealer. Remember to drive with care and buy Sinclair. Now with the morning report, here's Bob Hart.
Good morning. The village of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, has provided the first returns in that state's Republican presidential primary, casting three write-in votes each for former Vice President Richard Nixon and South Vietnamese Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, two ballots for New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller, and one vote for Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater. While these voters cast their ballots shortly after midnight, some 100,000 New Hampshire Republicans are expected to brave wind, rain, and snow with the coming of day. To cast their votes. Governor Rockefeller wound up his campaign at the last minute yesterday, telling the state's voters,
"I don't think there is anyone at the present time who is, except maybe some of the candidates, who are predicting what the outcome's going to be. I think you New Hampshire people have confounded the pundits."
While Rockefeller would make no prediction, GOP National Chairman William Miller did take a stab at the outcome.
"My guess would be that it would be fairly close at this time between Senator Goldwater and Governor Rockefeller, with perhaps a very substantial write-in vote for Henry Cabot Lodge."
Senator Goldwater, of course, claims victory is his. WXYZ special coverage of the first-in-the-nation primary begins at 7:30 this evening. Demonstrations are scheduled at various public schools in Detroit this morning before classes begin, sponsored by the Detroit Federation of Teachers, AFL-CIO. DFT spokesman Arthur Elliott tells WXYZ News of the demonstration's purpose.
"To indicate that many Detroit teachers support the Federation in its present efforts to get collective bargaining for the teachers. We want to participate in decisions that are being made by others that affect us and our working conditions. We resent the effort to intimidate us, both through the newspapers and otherwise. And we also resent further the take-it-or-and-like-it attitude of the Board of Education regarding their latest proposal."
Arthur Elliott of the Detroit Federation of Teachers. Civil rights and the Senate. That story coming up after this from Northwest Orient.
Give wings to your heart, your spirit soar on Northwest Orient.
When you're called to Washington, take Northwest Commuter Express flights. You'll find more flights to Washington on Northwest than on any other airline. Choose from 64 flights a week, including the only jet service to our nation's capital. And for greater convenience, all Northwest flights leave from close-in Metropolitan Airport. For reservations to Washington on Northwest Commuter Express flights, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient.
Remember, too, when you travel to Cleveland or Pittsburgh, you'll find far more coach service available on Northwest Orient Airlines.
The Senate battle over the controversial civil rights bill enters its second day today, following yesterday's prolonged debate on a motion to advance the bill for consideration. Southern-led debate on this issue may last as long as 1 week before the major fight begins over the bill itself. A filibuster is inevitable due to the Southern pledge issued by Senator Russell of Georgia.
"I see no room for compromise in this bill. For our part, we're preparing for a battle to the last ditch, to the death."
Defense attorneys continue their case this morning in Dallas at the Jack Ruby murder trial, with further medical testimony expected on the state of Ruby's mental health. Yesterday, Yale psychologist Dr. Roy Schaefer testified that Ruby suffers from organic brain damage, which makes him abnormally explosive and unstable, then added,
"He didn't seem to be someone who in his way of life would live up to the many of the ideals and sentiments that he expressed."
Psychologist Dr. Roy Schaefer. Time now, 5 minutes past 7, temperature 29 degrees. Heavy rains have brought floods to the Ohio Valley area, forcing hundreds of families to flee their homes. Parts of Louisville, Kentucky, and Evansville, Indiana, are under 3 feet of water, and the Ohio River is expected to reach a crest of 62 feet in Cincinnati by Thursday. Cyprus is braced for possible renewed fighting this morning following a day of heavy clashes yesterday in the southwestern port city of Paphos. At last report, an uneasy peace prevailed, but the situation is still critical. UN Secretary General Outhman has directed a new appeal to Cyprus, Greece, and Turkey to halt the violence and bloodshed on Cyprus. Mrs. Lyndon Johnson will leave for Greece this afternoon, accompanied by former President Harry Truman, to attend the funeral of King Paul I in Athens on Thursday. Hope is fading this morning for passage of the Michigan Education Association's teacher tenure proposals in the state legislature. Efforts were forthcoming in both houses and Senate last night to strike the tenure issue down, a 90-minute wrangle in the House ending with a motion to force tenure to a possible vote this afternoon. Representative Francis Bedden of Muskegon, leading proponent in the House, says it's touch and go at this point. In the Senate, the outlook is correspondingly dim, even though Senate Minority Leader Raymond Zenzel of Detroit has promised to deliver all 11 of his Democratic Party votes for the MEA petitions. The petitions will go to the November ballot if either House fails to enact the measure this week. A kidnapping in Jackson. That story coming up after this from Sinclair.
Would you like to become a dinosaur expert in one easy lesson? Then be sure to visit Sinclair Dinoland at the New York World's Fair this summer. Here you'll see 9 life-size dinosaurs, the most scientifically correct ever made in prehistoric settings. Star of this exhibit is Brontosaurus, the 70-foot, 20-ton dinosaur that's become Sinclair's trademark. For Brontosaurus and other dinosaurs were alive when nature was mellowing the petroleum crude Sinclair now uses to produce Sinclair Dino Supreme gasoline. Its power has been in the making for 100 million years. And you know it when you feel the eager action, the lively performance, the fast acceleration it gives your car. Your engine keeps running smoother, longer, because Sinclair Dino Supreme gasoline cleans as it powers. For quick, easy starting, for full, responsive power, try a tank full of Sinclair Dino Supreme gasoline. At the sign of the Sinclair Dinosaur. Drive with care and buy Sinclair.
48-year-old Munith, Michigan housewife Marion Poxon is back with her friends and relatives today after having persuaded 35-year-old escaped prisoner Lester Dion to give himself up and free her. Mrs. Poxon said she was nervous at first after being kidnapped from her home near Jackson yesterday, but calmed down when Dion did not threaten her. State Police Captain Joseph Mazzoglia described the surrender of Dion for WXYZ News.
Lester B. Dion on this date turned himself in to Gus Harrison, State Corrections Commissioner at Lansing. At the present time, we have detectives working on the case, and he will be returned to the Jackson State Police Headquarters preparatory to being charged with kidnapping.
Captain Mazzoglia of the State Police. Dion said he escaped from prison originally to see his ailing parents. John J. Oles, an instructor in government and contemporary affairs at Henry Ford High School, this morning announced his candidacy for the Detroit Common Council vacancy. Oles, who holds both a bachelor's and master's degree in political science, tells WXYZ News about his views.
I view the major issues as equal housing for all without abridging the property rights of all citizens, development of a workable mass transit system, the tendency to shift the burden of taxation from property owners to wage earners, and I propose a Detroit Youth Corps to provide employment and guidance for the city's unemployed youth.
John J. Oles, candidate for the Common Council. The weather for metropolitan Detroit, 2 inches of snow this morning, clearing this afternoon with a high of 38. Fair tonight, low 25. Right now, the winds are from the north-northeast at 23 miles per hour, and the temperature in Detroit is 28 degrees. And that's the morning report to this moment.
The Morning Report with Bob Hart was brought to you by the Fan Jet Airline, Northwest Orient Airlines, and by the Sinclair Refining Company. Remember to drive with care and buy Sinclair. The Morning Report continues at 7:55.
Good morning, the world is bright and new. Sit tight and you'll be right where everything stops for the news.
morning. Bob Hart, WXYZ News. The morning report continues. Detroit teachers hold a series of demonstrations to emphasize bargaining demands. Teacher tenure appears in trouble in Lansing. A grandmother kidnapping and a surrender. Another candidate files for the Detroit Common Council vacancy. The temperature in Detroit is 29 degrees. Details on these and other stories following news around the world from ABC News Central in New York.
News around the world with Don Gardner. The news in a moment.
After you shave your face or splash on men and skin bracer, does it cools rather than burns?
Menon Skin Bracer, the aftershave lotion that's menthol iced. Ask a man about the feel of Skin Bracer on his face. Ask a woman about the scent of Skin Bracer on a man.
After you shave your face or splash on Menon Skin Bracer, cause it cools rather than burns.
And now here is Don Gardner.
Good morning from ABC News, New York. The moment of truth has arrived in New Hampshire. And the first returns are in. ABC's Dave Jane reports from Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch, with every one of its nine voters polled, announced New Hampshire's first results just minutes after midnight. And the tabulation has created quite a stir in this tiny North Country community. Senator Goldwater was a heavy favorite, but this is how the voting went. Three votes each for Lodge and Nixon, who weren't even on the ballot. Two for Rockefeller, and only one for the Arizona senator. Dave Jane, ABC, Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
Now for the outlook for the rest of New Hampshire, here is ABC's Bill Downs in Manchester.
New Hampshire voters who have been up to their ankles in political speeches woke up on this election day facing a genuine snow job, heavy, wet snow that may be knee-high before noon in most of the Granite State. Despite this, the political experts say a record number of voters will mush to the polls, where the election forecasters say the Republicans now have a three-man race between Senator Goldwater, Governor Rockefeller, and Ambassador Lodge on their hands. The Democratic boomlet backing Robert Kennedy for vice president appears to have subsided somewhat this morning. The polls opened in some areas an hour ago. The last voting booth will be closed at 8 p.m. ABC Radio will be here with the fastest, firstest, and mostest throughout the day and tonight. This is Bill Downs, ABC, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Now, ABC asked the national chairman of the Republican Party, William Miller, how things will go in New Hampshire.
My guess would be that it would be fairly close at this time between Senator Goldwater and Governor Rockefeller, with perhaps a very substantial write-in vote for Henry Cabot Lodge.
GOP National Chairman William Miller, and you'll hear all the returns on ABC Radio. At last report, a tenuous ceasefire still on in the southwestern Cypress city of Katima, scene of heavy fighting over the last 2 days, but new trouble may be brewing in central Cyprus, where gunfire was heard today in the city of Malia. Meanwhile, outnumbered British troops are trying to keep the lid on till a UN peace force gets to the island and before Turkey or Greece decide to take matters in their own hands. The Federation of Malaysia has sounded the draft call for persons 21 to 29 years of age. The action taken as an answer to Indonesia's crush Malaysia policy, reasserted just last night by Indonesian President Sukarno. Defense Secretary McNamara called off a scheduled trip to the Vietnamese battlefronts today. The secretary instead conferred with American officials in Saigon. On the second day of his Vietnamese tour, he refused to speculate on carrying the war to communist North Vietnam. The defense secretary says, "I think the thing to concentrate on is winning the war down here in South Vietnam." Heavy rains have flooded wide areas from Ohio to Arkansas, have sent rivers near or over their crests, forced the evacuation of a score of communities. Louisville was drenched by a record 6.28 inches of rain yesterday. The Ohio River may reach a 66-foot high crest near Cincinnati by Thursday. Tornadoes and high winds added to the miseries yesterday in the South. Two deaths blamed on twisters. Scores of houses flattened in Mississippi and Alabama. Now a message from our sponsor.
May I have one of your Winstons?
Of course, be my guest.
I think I'll change to Winston.
You've just changed to the best. So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, take it Winston. Changing to a filter cigarette, change to Winston. because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Join the swing to Winston. Only Winston has a pure white modern filter plus exclusive filter blend up front. Two good reasons why Winston is America's largest selling filter cigarette by far.
So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, change to Winston, because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Come on, change to Winston.
This is news around the world.
Morning Report Sports from New York with Howard Cosell coming up after this from Rambler.
One feller tells another, and he tells his wife, who tells her friends, and before you know it, 6 short years whiz by, and Rambler has increased its number of owners 6 times. One car owner tells another, and now more than 2 million owners have switched to Rambler. Rambler sales go up because satisfied Rambler owners talk up Rambler. See why. Test drive the new Rambler Classic 6 or V8, American or Ambassador V8. Test the best. Go Rambler.
Yankee holdout pitcher Jim Boughton has been told by Yankee general manager Ralph Houk be signed by Wednesday midnight, tomorrow midnight, or face $100 a day fines from then on. I called Boughton at his Ridgewood, New Jersey home and said, Jim, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. What are you gonna do? What choice do you have?
You gonna go down there?
As it looks now, I've got to. Mm-hmm. I haven't made my decision yet, though, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't made my decision. I'll probably wait till the last minute. Actually, I haven't had a lot of time to think about it. I just got hit with this bomb yesterday. So I'll probably think about it and call a few people and then make my decision Wednesday morning, probably.
Who would you call?
I don't know. Talk it over with my dad and see what he thinks.
Are you far apart?
No, I think we're still the same $2,000 or $3,000 apart that we were before.
That's all.
Yes. I feel I'm asking the lowest figure in a raise that I feel is reasonable. I think a 20-game winner ought to get between $09,000 and $14,000, depending a lot on circumstances, how much the man is making to start with, and what kind of a guy is he, and does he bear down on every pitch, and a lot of other things involved. What kind of a team does he play for? Did they win the pennant? Things like that.
They say you got a long career.
Huh?
They say you got a long career. Come back with another big year, you'll be in the real big money.
Right. That's all well and true, Howard. So I should take $3,000 less now in anticipation of a long career. However, if I don't have that long career, are they going to mail me a check for $3,000? As otherwise, if they won't, the argument holds no water, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about it.
But as of now, you think you'll be going down Wednesday morning?
As of now, Howard, I really couldn't say the way I feel about it now.
Suppose you capitulate. Do you think you'll be resentful all year?
Well, how would you feel?
It wouldn't affect your efforts on the mound, though, would it?
Well, nothing has ever affected them before, and I'll try not to let this affect it either.
Yankee holdout pitcher Jim Boughton. Men, let's face it, it's not easy to switch to a pipe. It takes time and patience to break in a new pipe and a new smoker. But take it from me, the enjoyment of pipe smoking is worth all your efforts, especially if you choose the right pipe tobacco, one that can help make learning a pleasure. I recommend a Kentucky Club mixture. Kentucky Club mixture is mild. It tastes good. It smokes slow and cool. And best of all, it's got the kind of aroma that pleases everyone, particularly the ladies. Kentucky Club mixture comes packed in a handy Kenseal pouch. It's pocket-sized, goes where you go, and the fine tobacco inside is always guaranteed fresh when you buy it. So if you're just learning to smoke a pipe, or even if you're a veteran pipe smoker, I say, ask for the plaid pack of Kentucky Club mixture. Fill up, light up, and relax. You'll be glad you switched to the plaid. Kentucky Club mixture. Now in NCAA basketball last night as the tournament got started at Philadelphia, Connecticut upset Temple 53-48. Villanova defeated Providence 77-66. Princeton 86, VMI 60, 34 points for All-American Bill Bradley. And in Texas, Creighton beat Oklahoma City 87-78, Texas Western 68, Texas A&M 62. Purdue, incidentally, upset Michigan last night 81-79. Gary Player won that playoff, the Pensacola Open in Florida, by one stroke over Arnold Palmer. Howard Cosell reporting.
Bob Hart in Detroit. That's the WXYZ News Morning Report for Tuesday, March 10th. The Morning Report returns tomorrow at 5:55 a.m. Next WXYZ News at 9:55.
WXYZ. It's the most...